Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Hi, everyone. This is Mike Bizzelli filling in for Brian Edward here on Berg Vivant, and I'm here talking with Nick Mitchell, who just saw a show.
I saw Kiss Me, Kate. I feel like there's musical chairs here. I feel like Every time I come, you and I and Brian are in different chairs. But
it's well, we turn the music off and sit down in different places.
Well, good thing is I sat down at Point Park.
Oh, it's Kiss Me, Kate.
To watch Kiss Me, Kate.
Brush up on your Shakespeare, people. We're going to talk about
him now.
Kiss Me, Kate. Yes, exactly. Well, what dost thou think of thine show?
I thinkest of it highly, Signor Bizzelli.
Oh, really? Okay. Who
are their signors?
Yeah, that's true.
We go by that. Okay. It's in Padua.
Okay, Padua. Okay, but where does Kiss Me, Kate take place?
It is a play within a play.
Okay.
Cole Porter, Golden Age of musical theater.
Correct.
Cole Porter never met an encore he didn't like.
Yes.
And it is full of them, full of his melodies, backstage at a theater, putting on a production of Taming of the Shrew. And your actors play both roles on stage and off. Hilarious hijinks ensue. There are mobsters.
Oh, fun.
There are dancers. There are singers. Enough time to fill about just under 3 hours.
Oh my, so long. Well, you got Shakespeare, and then you add music in. That's a pretty big evening.
It didn't feel like 3 hours.
Oh, that's nice.
I will say the pacing of this show was phenomenal, as were the tempos. Everything kept moving. At the end of the first act, I was surprised to look at the time and realize just how much I'd been smiling and how fast it had gone by.
Well, that's high praise indeed.
I have to praise a couple of the performers in particular.
Okay.
Howard Keel originated this role. Brian Stokes Mitchell did it in the most recent revival.
And any relation?
No. Okay. No, we do not share a heritage.
All those Mitchells aren't related?
No. Okay. There's a couple. Jeremy Spoljarek.
Oh, okay.
Played this fantastic, rich baritone voice. I could listen to him sing for hours. And unlike some other rich baritones that I've watched on stage, he could act.
Oh, wow.
It was refreshing.
That's nice.
It was refreshing. And I could tell that it wasn't just him who loved the sound of his voice. In the revival, Brian Stokes Mitchell had a little bit of a self-indulgent croon to it. And that was missing from Jeremy Spoljarek's performance, and it was better for it.
Oh, nice. High praise. Indeed.
Opposite him, Katie Weinstein played Kate. Katie was Kate.
Okay.
Yeah. Katie was Kate, but was Lily. Lily is Kate, but Katie was Lily.
Right, because it's a play within a play.
Indeed.
Aha,
and I think our play within a play on words is pretty much used up.
I think so.
For that. And then I also just want to mention a couple other cast members. Gangsters in it.
Gangsters.
Played by Kevin Gilman, Bo Bradshaw. Dry, snappy, hilarious. Turn into Song and Dance Man, maybe by the end. I think I can give spoilers on show from 1930s and
40s. Yeah, I think so. I think
we're past the moratorium on that.
Exactly.
And also Harry Trevor.
Harry Trevor.
Nope, that's the name of the character.
Okay.
Harry Trevor. Harry Trevor was played by Mel Hawley. And he was fantastic. They took the role that was normally just the father / one of the older actors in it and also gave him the too darn hot solo / duet.
Okay.
And he slayed.
Wow. He slayed.
Slayed.
Okay.
I think I picked that up from the college kids when I was on campus.
The gay ones.
He was fired.
Okay. Kiss Me, Kate, everyone, here at Point Park College. Right.
Through the 29th.
Absolutely.
Set design, fantastic.
Oh, John Michael Bohack.
Yes, indeed. Bohack.
Okay. I don't know. Tomato, Tomato. Isn't that from the show?
Yeah. No.
No, that's a different show.
It is.
Okay. I know.
If there was anything that I found less than, just a little distracting for once. Some of the lights that they used.
Oh, really?
Changed in the middle of songs, and they were exposed lights with the moving gels.
Okay.
And it pulled me out of the period piece ever so slightly.
Oh, okay.
Well,
that's unusual.
Boy, that is picking hairs.
Okay.
There's some bricks that went a different direction. If I'm finding this.
Wow, we're going to go.
To make sure we have a review that is all-encompassing and not just gushing, then I think that they've done a really great job.
Oh, terrific.
Between now and October 29th, if you are a fan of the golden age of musicals, Cole Porter, and laughing, kiss me, Kate.
Kiss me. We're always a fan of laughing here on Berg Pavon.
No one would ever guess.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you next time. Till then, cheers.
Cheers.
Okay.
Yay!
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.